The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Here we are.
Can't hear myself. There I am. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Stuff, and together we are
Stuff,
and we are here for your listening pleasure every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And the day's half over already.
I know. It feels like it, huh?
Yeah.
I know. But what great weather we've been having, huh?
It's a little chilly today, but I'll take it.
Yes, it is. And it warms up, and then it cools down at night. I mean,
perfect.
It can't get any better than that, really. Well, it could. I guess it could.
If you could make it rain at night.
Yeah, water everything. Yeah, it would
be happy
really.
With that.
Tourism would go up. People would move here if our weather was like this all the time. Wouldn't that be great? No winter. No winter.
Oh,
I know it's coming. I actually was driving and I saw orange leaves, a whole bunch of orange leaves in a tree. And I started to panic when I realized the branch had broken and all the leaves died. And it was just still hanging there and it's part of the tree, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's still summer.
I know. And every summer, at the end of summer, when I start to see, I swear I can see one leaf 25,000 feet in the air, attached to a tree in the back, and I can see it, and I think, oh, it's over.
It's done.
It's over. Have you ever been to the Bridge of Flowers?
Yes.
Have you been there since they reopened?
No.
So a few years back, they closed for a year.
Uh-huh.
They ripped it all out. They did repairs. They took all the flowers and, you know, brought them wherever they could live, and then they put everything back. And it's open again this year.
Yeah.
And I think I would like to go back and see it again. It's a cute little town.
I forgot the name of it. Shelburne Falls.
Shelburne Falls. If you've never been, the Bridge of Flowers is beautiful. There's a few little eateries. It's very small, the area. They have the train museum, They have a bowling league?
Yeah. Across the little pins.
Oh, the ones with no neck? The no-neck pins?
Yeah.
Do they have a bowling alley there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's bigger
I went than... there and made a fool of myself.
Did you? Did you have fun?
I did, but I slid once and sat on the floor.
I think we've all done that.
Yeah.
I just can't get past wearing the shoes that someone, you know, 100 people have worn already.
Yeah, but they spray them out and everything else. They take good care.
I know, but they're spraying on top of germs. I mean, how many layers do you get? Oh, my goodness. All right.
That's just an incentive to buy your own.
Yes. But if you're not a bowler.
Right.
So maybe you should wear socks. Oh, did I say socks? Socks. Socks. Hey, so if you read a book, how do you spell read?
Read.
How do you spell it?
R-E-A-D.
If you read a book, how do you spell read?
R-E-A-D.
I know. It's crazy.
Bonkers to the mind.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I just had that in my head. Anyway, we're here. We're here for an hour, and I have a quote, and I really like it.
Okay.
It's from Gilbert Chesterton.
That sounds familiar.
I don't know who he is, but he says, "I've searched all the parks in all the cities and found no statues of committees." True, isn't it?
True.
True.
True, 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 true,
true. There's all the background people. And one person gets all the glory. There's all these background people that made it happen.
And yet.
Yeah, I think that's really funny. So all you committee people out there, I just have to say, great job. Good job. Don't give up. Don't quit. Some of us have to be in the background.
All right. I have three riddles. Maybe next time I'll do a true or false or something.
I love the riddles. But I love the true or false, but I love the riddles. The riddles.
All right. Number one, you are a bus driver. The bus begins without passengers. At the first stop, 20 passengers get on. At the second stop, half get off. And at the last stop, 5 get on and 3 get off. What is the color of the driver's eyes?
What? I should tell everybody, I write these down as you say them, and the only kind of shorthand that I know. And then I get to that ending, and yeah. I want to cross it all out. What is the color of the bus driver's eyes?
Yep.
Okay. Is there an answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two. Rough and gray as a rock, I'm plain as can be, but deep inside, there's great beauty in me.
Rough and gray as a rock, plain inside.
Plain as can be.
Okay, plain as can be. Mm-hmm.
But deep inside, there's great beauty.
Okay. Okay.
What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add ER to it?
I know that one. I know that one. Okay. All right, here we go. So we had people that were asked, they emailed us, someone, one of our listeners, and said, I really like the tips and the tricks and all that stuff. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing tips and tricks. But I also have, the first one is 5 things you should never do with aluminum foil.
5 things you should never use?
Never do with aluminum foil.
Okay.
Okay, so this is different than what I had. So I put this on my phone, and now I can't really tell. It says that aluminum foil can pose health and safety risks.
Really?
Yeah. I know I've cut myself on it, but wow. That has nothing to do with food. It says, avoid using fool. Yeah, avoid using fool. Avoid using foil with acidic foods.
Right, tomatoes and so forth.
Aluminum foil is one of the most widely used items in American kitchens. It's convenient. Oh, I thought it was paper towels. That's mostly, I'm bad.
Yeah.
Are you a paper towel freak?
Yes.
Me too. Really.
And then I thought I was out and I opened up a cabinet door and there they were.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to get away from it using paper towels all the time, even for just if my hands are damp, just use a paper towel, throw it away. Whatever. I use them too much. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So... It's convenient, versatile, and easy to grab when you're cooking and storing leftovers. This is back to the foil. There are certain situations where using foil can pose a health risk.
Yeah.
Like you said, tomatoes, vinegar, citrus will corrode and discolor the aluminum.
Even that means lemon?
Uh-huh. Anything citrus. That means if you're marinating chicken breasts in lemon juice and oil, use a glass or a ceramic storage container instead of aluminum foil. According to this guy, acidic ingredients can trigger a chemical reaction that not only produces a metallic taste, but also releases aluminum into the food. There is a fairly high likelihood of this reaction, and the health risks could include gastric irritation and long-term neurological concerns.
Oh, that's a biggie.
So I can remember going camping and making aluminum foil packets to put on the fire. You put your food in the packet.
Yep, yep.
And I can remember putting like a salad dressing marinade in there.
Yeah.
I can remember putting lemon in there and cooking them in that foil.
Well,
on the.
How dare you?
I know. That's why I have this tick. Ouch. Okay.
All right. I have from ARP.
Oh, did you get your magazine? Oh, it's full of stuff this month.
This one is with the cover story is how to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I believe in them and some of them I don't.
But all right.
This one is interesting. It says, give yourself a low spend challenge. Once or twice a year, take stock of your pantry. Tee up recipes using what you have and plan to spend no more than $20 per week on what you need. That means use up whatever you've got.
Yeah.
Instead of buying more, see if you save any money or if you die.
I would save a lot.
Because
I have a lot in there. And then, you know, you get busy during the day and we just say, let's just go out. And I think we have all this food and we end up going out. That's a really good challenge. I think so. It's $20 a week.
Yeah.
So you'd have to get things like
salt and pepper,
milk, eggs, right?
If you didn't have them in your pantry.
Right. So you'd be allowed to do that. It'd be a cool thing to do. I'm going to see if we can do that to the best of our ability. To the best of our ability.
I would, except I don't have a pantry.
You do. You mean cabinet? That your cabinet, your pantry. Don't use aluminum foil for storing leftovers. While wrapping room temperature leftovers, such as steamed ears of corn, is in foil is generally safe, you should not use aluminum foil for long-term storage. Aluminum foil is not airtight. Isn't that interesting?
That's new.
Wrapping leftovers in foil allows air and bacteria to enter, which increases the risk of spoilage and foodborne illnesses. If the food is acidic, you run the risk of aluminum leaching, oh my goodness, into the food over time. Instead, use an airtight glass or ceramic container for long-term storage.
Bad foil.
My mother froze everything in foil,
yeah.
Used foil for everything.
Yep.
Now I know what's wrong with me. And I didn't know aluminum foil isn't airtight.
No, I thought it was. Oh, well.
Hmm.
Okay. Number two, use cash for groceries. One way to keep within your budget is to set out with a fixed amount of cash and forego using your credit cards. So if you have $100 in your pocket, then you can go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get charged on your bill
mm-hmm.
for the credit.
And use a list.
And use a list. By golly, use a list.
The list.
Yes. And if you forget it, tough.
Right. and don't go hungry. Don't go to the grocery store.
That's
hungry.
The worst you can do.
Oh man, I've purchased the weirdest things because I'm hungry. I bought frozen okra.
No.
I had that in my freezer for about a year, probably longer. And I don't know why I bought it. I just thought they would be delicious.
Did you try it?
No.
You never ate it.
I've had okra in a soup that I think Campbell's made a long time ago. It was some kind of soup, and it had okra in it. But by the time you get it out of the can, it's all mushy. I don't really know what it tastes like. Is it good?
No.
Okay. There we go. There we go.
It's like stale lettuce.
Oh. No, I have no desire.
No desire. Okay.
Skip the foil while you're baking. Aluminum foil is a good conductor of heat. So if you use aluminum foil lined baking sheets to make cookies or other baked goods, the bottoms will brown and maybe even burn. If you use standard gauge foil, it may tear easily and cause sticking. If your baked goods happen to be acidic, like lemon drop cookies, they could taste metallic. Instead, use a silicone baking mat or parchment paper for even heat distribution. So what about an aluminum baking pan? I sometimes put parchment paper on it. So if you cook an aluminum baking sheet, cookie sheet,
then that one that I saw where he fried eggs on top of a piece of foil to keep his pan clean isn't too smart anyway.
Who did that?
It was in one of the things that I had on the previous show.
It was cook your eggs on aluminum foil to keep your pan clean.
Yeah.
I guess, according to this, nope.
Whoa.
Nope, nope, nope.
Okay.
And this is from MSN, so I don't know if that makes it more creditable. It's called Eating Well on MSN.com.
Okay. Snag a senior discount. Plan your shopping to take advantage of the extra discounts some supermarkets offer to adults during specific times. For example, shoppers age 55 and older can get an extra 10% off most purchases at Fred Meyer stores on the first Tuesday of the month and 10% off purchases at Gristetti's every Tuesday. And even though that is good and some stores around here may be doing the same thing, I have never seen local things named in ARP's article.
Oh, yeah. Not around here.
No.
Not our local things.
No.
No. I went to, this is military discount. I went to a store. I won't say who. I won't call it out. And Mark is a veteran, retired. And he asked if they did military discount. They said, no, only on the military holidays. And
what?
Mark said, should I? No, you know what? We won't say what we said. Well, yes, we will say what we said. And I don't remember if I said it or he said it, but one of us said it. We said, yeah, and tell that to all the guys who died on every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or who are fighting every day and are still. Yeah. Yeah. It's their prerogative. It's their store, but kind of was weird. Never, ever, ever microwave aluminum foil. Never. You should never put metal in a microwave. It'll cause sparks. It could cause a fire. Since aluminum foil is metal, avoid wrapping your russet potatoes in aluminum foil and baking them before microwaving them. Use wet paper towels instead. So when you're covering plates or bowls, reach for parchment paper or microwave-safe covers to prevent splatters or spills.
I can see the stock now going down.
Oh, yes. A foil. I know.
And I didn't know that there were different sizes of foils or thicknesses of foil.
The thicker ones are the ones that really cut your fingers. If you slide your finger along, it's like a paper cut.
Yeah, yeah.
No. So think about it. Aluminum foil is metal, and it's expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah. I wonder. And we sometimes will put aluminum foil on our grill and cook on the foil. No. Not anymore.
Nope. Nope.
Maybe I'll just throw it out.
Use it to make figurines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or those trees.
Yeah.
You know, where you twist it.
Yeah, the bonsai tree. Make a bonsai tree out of aluminum foil.
There you go.
Want to do that?
I've already tried it.
Did it work?
No.
Oh.
Not because it's the foil, but because of the person who's doing it.
Oh, who was it?
Me.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Get deep discounts with flash food. Grocers often discard fresh food because they ordered more than they can sell. Through the flash food app, if you get this app, you can buy this produce along with items nearing their sell-by date at a discount of up to 50%.
But they deliver, and they deliver it to you?
You'll save money while keeping food out of landfills. Check flashfood.com to see if there's a participating grocery store near you.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. You have to find participating stores.
Yeah.
Flash food, not flash flood.
Flashfood.com.
Oh, that's a good one to check out.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, when I go to Market 32, all of a sudden there'll be 10 oranges for $10, 10 avocados for $10, and I think it's...
Because they're getting close.
Because they're getting close.
Ah.
Yeah, they're getting close.
And the getting close sign is not necessarily the end all of all ends. That's when they want you to buy it so they can get it out of the store.
Oh, yeah. Check them.
Yeah.
Check especially the avocados if they're too soft.
Well, yeah.
Man, I bought 4 avocados and I left them on the counter for maybe 3 or 4 days. All 4 were perfect when I opened them up.
Gosh.
Yeah. That's not common for me.
Gosh.
Usually I have to throw 1 or 2 away or half of 1 away or, yeah. So I just hit it right. I don't know what I did. Avoid using aluminum foil at very high temperatures. So this is long. I'm going to try to see.
Well, if it's in a microwave or an oven, honey, it's going to be hot.
It will be hot, but don't put it in a microwave. And yes, it's going to be... Reynolds Wrap makes foil for your grill that's heavy duty, which we just talked about. It can take high heat. Don't use the thin kind. The foil will definitely migrate into your food. Foil degradation or breakage happens over 400 degrees. So if you're cooking something in the oven and it's over 400 degrees, the foil will break down. And, oh my gosh, can you have your blood checked to see if you've got this metal in you, this aluminum? Oh my gosh, it says, although occasional use may not cause harm in healthy individuals, repeated exposure to aluminum foil, and we're talking about cooking in it, storing in it, can lead to a gradual buildup of aluminum in your body, especially people with reduced kidney function.
I think I'm going to try another bonsai.
I think so. I'll do
Jeez.
It with you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's so much more. Okay.
Know when a sale is solid. Keep a price list of your grocery store go-to foods on your phone or in a notebook. That way you can compare prices with what you normally pay. Stock up when it makes sense. Skip it when it's just a come on, because they put prices up and you don't notice how fast they go up.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
And you're so used to just grabbing that
it.
Item.
Just grabbing it. I remember one time, Peter Pan peanut butter. What I don't know what happened. It was $1. And I thought, why is this a dollar? This was a while back. And I bought one.
Yeah.
Which was really stupid.
Yeah.
And then the next week or the next time I went grocery shopping, it was back up. And I should have asked. I never knew why an item like that would be a dollar.
Does peanut butter spoil?
I think it lasts a long time. Yeah, I think, oh.
Must have been a really long time.
Yeah. Don't line your oven or your grill with aluminum foil. Lining the bottom of your grill or your oven with aluminum foil can be problematic. The foil may not withstand the high heat and could scratch your oven. In addition, it would damage the heating elements. That's true. I had that happen. I had an oven, a wall oven, and I lined the shelf with foil. And the foil evidently touched something in the back of the oven, and my oven didn't work.
Uh-oh.
I had to get somebody to come, and they told me that was what it was from, the foil touching something back there. This was years ago. Let's see. It could damage the heating elements or interfere with the open flames of a gas oven. A layer of foil on the bottom of the oven can block airflow and result in uneven heating. I used to do that, too, to catch any drips.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Grease could build up on the foil and ignite a fire. The same safety concerns apply to a grill. Never put aluminum foil on your grill. Airflow is critical for grilling, so it's best to save the foil for quick cooking grilled vegetable packets.
I'm going to start watching baking shows and grilling shows and all that, cooks and stuff, and see how often they use
the foil?
Foil, yeah.
Yeah. But even if they do, maybe they don't know this information. Maybe they don't care.
Mm.
They sure don't care about butter. They put butter in everything. Butter, butter, butter.
I love butter.
Everything's better with butter. They put it in sauces, and they put it in soups, and they put it in, and it's just, they...
That's why I can't believe it's not butter.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I don't know if that's any better.
I know. Is it better butter? Is it better butter, but is it bitter?
It tastes butter. Okay.
Mm.
Clean your microwave regularly. Food bits left in the microwave will create hot spots the next time you use it, which can damage the interior. So wipe up any spills as soon as they happen. And make sure that the microwave is off when you do.
Yeah, I don't get that. Would you be inside? Oh, remember the movie Gremlins?
Yes.
Remember what they did?
Yes.
Oh, man, if you people out there know what we're talking about, it wasn't good.
Yuck.
No,
yuck.
It wasn't a real animal. It was fake.
Yeah.
But it was portrayed as real in the movie, but it wasn't. Right? Please say yes. Yes. Recycle. Don't reuse it. Aluminum foil is recyclable and in some cases reusable. However, do not reuse it if it comes in contact with raw meat or seafood, as it may carry foodborne pathogens. When you are ready to dispose of it, clean it well. Ball it up. Find a local recycling program that accepts aluminum foil.
You're kidding. You are kidding.
I can just picture doing that and having your little ball of foil and driving around trying to find where to recycle it.
Good Lord.
So would it then go in with your recycling glass? Plastic
you'd
and metal?
You'd think. Do they say anything good about it?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe the last one.
Okay.
Okay.
Go to Seeds. Seed packets cost a fraction of what you pay for small starter plants. To succeed with seeds, you don't have to purchase expensive seed starting trays. A good soil mix and yogurt cups with some holes punched in the bottom for the drainage works just as well.
It does.
And the plants do seem to do better.
They do well. You can also start them in an egg carton.
Right.
But you do have to replant them before you put them outside because there's not really a lot of place for roots in an egg carton. But
true.
Yeah. All right. Bottom line about foil. There's no doubt it's convenient. It was never meant to be the Swiss Army knife of kitchen tools, however.
No.
This guy's name is Detwiller. I don't know his first name. It just says Detwiller. Probably was in the beginning. There are a number of everyday uses that can carry hidden risks that can add up over time. By understanding about aluminum foil, you can avoid those risks. Aluminum is not just found in foil. Oh, gosh. It is also found in some baking powders and medications.
No.
Small amounts are typically excreted by the body, but overexposure could pose health risks, especially in those with kidney problems.
There goes my baking soda.
In almost all cases, opting for glass containers, parchment paper, silicone mats for cooking and storing food is a healthier choice. And there you go. That is all about aluminum foil, and I hope I didn't ruin your day. And the gentleman who did this is a dietitian. This was reviewed by a dietitian to make sure, I guess, the information is correct.
Well, there you go.
Whoa, that's a lot right there. All right.
Bulk up for larger projects. Purchase supplies like soil, mulch, and gravel in bulk from landscape supply shops rather than hardware stores or big box retailers. In addition to getting a better price on the supplies, landscape supplies shops will often charge a flat fee for delivery or offer free delivery, while purchasing the same amount from a store might require high delivery fees or multiple trips.
True. Yeah, sometimes the delivery is a lot as far as the amount.
Right.
You know, you get a half a truckload, but you may need it all. Same thing with mulch. Rather than buying it in the bags, it may be cheaper to buy.
The idea of having a delivery.
Yes. You like delivery.
I do.
Yes. I think in the ARP magazine that you're reading from today, it talks about that. Have your stuff delivered.
Oh.
Well, yeah. So you'll
have to find
that's
it.
Right up your alley. So onward to quirky do-it-yourself fixes. So it says here, if you want to prevent soap scum, keep a dishwashing wand.
What's a dishwashing wand?
I think it's that thing. It's a scrubber, and it's got a long handle, and you can squirt the dishwashing liquid in the handle and screw the top on, and it comes out of the sponge at the bottom of the handle.
Okay.
Kind of like a toilet brush thing, but it's a dishwashing thing. My sister uses that. It's really cool. I think my dad might have used it, too. So you fill the wand, and it goes into the sponge.
Yeah.
So as you're scrubbing with the sponge, the soap is automatically going, dripping into that sponge from the wand.
Right.
It says to scrub your shower It says to scrub your shower and scrub your tiles while you're waiting for your conditioner to set in your hair.
Oh, jeez.
So while you're just waiting, you just use that little wand. That's really a good idea. I like that. I like that. I like it. It's time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection gutter systems, gutter protection. Commercial awnings, commercial and screen rooms. And screen customized rooms. Solutions available. Online at sandrini.com.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we're here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning. Maybe you're even listening to us at nighttime. Oh, that sounded cute. At nighttime. At nighttime.
I know somebody that listens at nighttime.
Yes, I do too. And we are talking about Stuff. We're happy that you're here with us. Thank you for your emails. We love that. Our email address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Anyone can email. We get some really cool emails. Lots of people who enjoy our show.
Every day.
1,202 people that listen, and we haven't yet heard from the two. We're still waiting. But anyway,
you are a bus driver. The bus begins with no passengers on it. At the first stop, 20 passengers get on. The second stop, half get off. Last stop, 5 get on, 3 get off. What is the color of the bus driver's eyes?
I don't get that at all. Okay.
Rough and gray as a rock, I'm plain as can be. But deep inside, there's great beauty. And what five-letter word becomes shorter when you add ER to it?
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I can't wait to hear the answers to this, which will happen at the end of our show.
Yes.
Painting without a mess. So when I paint, I can't keep it clean. I can't keep clean. I can't. A room, you don't paint a room.
I just can't.
Apply lotion to your exposed skin before painting to prevent the paint splatters from sticking.
Then you'd have to paint nude.
What?
How else would you know where to put the...
Okay. All righty. Okay. So this is like put the cream on your hands, your arms, maybe on your face. Wear a hat so you don't get it on your head. Okay. And wear clothes so you don't get it on your skin. So moving right along.
I have to do one a show.
What?
I have to do one a show.
I know you do. Lawn care. Test the soil hardness with a screwdriver to determine if watering is necessary. Huh?
What?
Oh, this has happened to me, and I've actually taken a screwdriver and stabbed the soil. So I've had times when I've watered something and the water sits on the top.
Yeah.
And I take a screwdriver and I stab it because it's really hard on the top.
Ah.
And the water goes down into the little holes.
Okay.
And I think with the weather we've been getting lately, it's just drying so fast.
It is.
And I did have that happen. But I don't know if you, that determines if you need to water, because sometimes it's dry and it's not hard on the top. Am I spending too much time on this one?
Just a little bit.
Okay, let's go. Let's go forward. Let's just
think small.
Yes.
Trees in small pots tend to be less expensive, establish faster, and sometimes outgrow larger purchase trees. They need a little extra watering and maybe a fence to protect them from the critters for the first few years. But the saving and further, faster establishment are worth it.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch the things grow. I just go in my garden sometimes and stand there and look around, and it's just so cool.
Yes.
To see it all. And we don't have a rabbit that's eating all my flowers and everything. Usually we have a fox.
Oh.
And I think the fox is keeping the rabbits away.
Oh.
And the fox came around late spring when I think the rabbits start to establish where they'd like to park their little tails. And I think the fox kept it away. So my thought is, if we don't have a fox in the spring, I need to look up how to attract foxes to your yard so they'll come.
Oh, that's easy. Feed them.
Feed them. How do you get them? What do they eat?
They eat like raw meat, eggs. They like eggs.
In the shell?
Yeah.
You just put it out there?
Yep.
And they'll eat it?
Yeah.
They break the shell and eat it, or they eat the shell too?
I don't know if they eat the shell too, but I've never heard of anyone cooking them first.
So could you put it, break it open and put it in a little bowl?
I suppose you could.
Okay. This is good because my gardens, my flowers and everything is the best it's ever been. And it's the first time we've had a fox. And I think the fox kept the bunny away.
Uh-huh.
Smart bunny to leave. I hope it left.
Yes.
Yes. All the alternative isn't good.
No.
Okay.
This is really weird. Remove roof racks.
From your car?
Off your car. The aerodynamic drag from a roof rack can increase the fuel cost by up to 25%. If, for example, you use 500 gallons of gas per year without a rack, you'll need 625 gallons to travel the same distance. At $4.49 per gallon, that's an extra $561 per year.
Because of a roof rack?
Because of a roof rack. It's not aerodynamic.
What? That's crazy. Who would even think that? I wouldn't. I don't have one.
I don't have one either.
Okay. Kitchen accuracy. Use coins to check the accuracy of a kitchen scale for precise baking measurements. You use coins to check the accuracy of a kitchen scale for precise baking measurements. So if you use a quarter, is it supposed to be 25 ounces?
That doesn't tell me anything, does it?
A dime, is it 10 ounces? I don't really get it. Marie, please let us know what this means.
Somebody needs to look into that.
This was from Reader's Digest. I don't really understand using coins to check the accuracy of a kitchen scale. Obviously, coins do weigh different amounts.
But still.
But how do we know? We have to now look that up and all? No.
I suppose we'll have to weigh them and then write down what they weigh so that the next time we'll know.
Oh, whoa. I'm impressed. I see. Do that and then do that at home. Do you have a scale?
No.
Oh, I do. Okay. I will try to remember to weigh the coins and see how much each of them weigh. This is too much work. I would just put something I know, like a can of soup, 15 ounces. I would put that on. Oh, wait a minute, that's how much soup is inside, 15 ounces of soup inside the can.
That's not counting the can.
Correct. Okay, let's move on.
Keep up with updates on your computer. If installing software updates when they are available will enhance performance, protect against malware and data theft, fix bugs and increase stability, and keep your laptop cool. Don't place it on a pillow or something when you're using it. Place it on a hard, flat surface to keep its air vent clear. And sometimes you don't see a vent, but assume there isn't one. Wrong. For example, hide the vents. MacBooks hides the vents in the screen hinge area.
Oh.
So you never know where they are.
And that explains why this room is always a little cold.
Yep.
Because we have tons of equipment in here.
Yep.
And computers, and they have to stay cool. But, and when we will suffer for the cause. We will. We have to.
We don't have much choice.
We don't. So this is kind of funny and weird.
Okay.
Fun and resourceful repairs. Furniture fixes. Use acorns, string, or other small objects to replace missing parts on furniture temporarily.
Acorns,
string to fix.
How in...
This is from worldwideinterweb.com, and I don't really get it. I can picture using an acorn if you need to have a knob on a drawer. You could glue it.
Yeah.
But...
they're fragile.
If you glue the hat part of the acorn and then you pull the acorn, the hat will probably
separate off from
the acorn.
Yep.
That's just the weirdest, not the weirdest,
and
but...
string.
String. My fear would be that if it was used, it would not be temporary. It would be there forever. It would be there forever. My husband has... Sorry.
So, careful, Mark.
So his Bible cover's got a zipper around it, and the zipper holder thing broke off.
Uh-huh.
So he put a zip tie through the little loop where the zipper handle would go.
Okay.
And now he just opens it with the zip tie, which is great. Those zip ties are great.
They're good for a lot of things.
But not forever.
Well, if you cut it down short enough, you can't tell that it's a zip tie.
Not forever. I have to help. I have to find a piece of like a pendant on the like a piece of jewelry, like something to hook around there that's clever that would be like metal, aluminum foil.
Oh no, no, no! Oh no! Let's see. Did you know that even thrift and consignment stores have sales and loyalty programs? Check your local Goodwill, Salvation Army, or other thrift shop. They typically have 50% off sales.
True.
Salvation Army has regular sale days for older adults and military. Consignment shops may offer sales during holidays or as items near the end of their consignment period. Ask the sales team about policy.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I like going to thrift shops.
My sister likes thrift shops. My friend Kathy loves thrift shops. She gets some good stuff. And I have a neighbor who goes to Goodwill every day. And because it's different stuff that's brought in all the time.
You never know what you're going to find.
And you never know what you're going to find.
No.
You never know what you're going to find. You might even find something that you donated and you buy it back.
Never.
Because you miss it.
No.
I don't really get this. Repurpose baby monitors or replace broken drive-through speakers.
What?
Or use optical recognition apps to locate books on crowded shelves. I have no idea what this...
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make
to me
any
at all.
Sense. And I will, I have to look that up. I have no idea what they're talking about. Replace baby monitors to replace broken, to replace broken drive-through speakers.
Who has a broken spike?
The bank. Or McDonald's, or all the drive-thrus.
That's a business thing.
Or use optical recognition apps to locate books on crowded shelves.
Now, that one blows me. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't understand that one at all either. If anyone wants to shine the light.
Suffingforus@gmail.com.
And tell us what we're missing here. What we're missing here, we're missing it. I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
Okay.
Ask for a dental care discount. Some dentists offer free or low-cost care on certain days. Go to findadentist.ada.org to find a list of dentists near you whom you can call to ask about rates and discounts.
I have a friend that went to Aspen Dental. Yeah, there's one in Pittsfield.
Yeah?
She had a great experience.
Cool.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
It's not a commercial.
Because it's cheap. No, it's not. But I think it's cheaper than going to a typical dentist.
Or you can go to a dental school.
You just don't want to be with the person that makes a lot of mistakes. Well, you don't want them to learn by making mistakes on you.
That's true.
Yeah,
sure. That's true. If you're going to graduate tomorrow, I'll give you a chance.
Yes, yeah. And you're at the top of your class.
Yes.
Yes, that would be good. All right. Creative problem solving. Turn everyday frustrations into playful challenges, like mounting drawer handles in unconventional ways to restore functionality. Alrighty, so these weird ones are from Reader's Digest and worldwide interweb.com.
Okay.
All right.
Did you know you can get a senior discount on train tickets?
No.
Rail travel providers often offer discounts to older adults with deals varying by company. Amtrak offers 10% off to people 65 plus on most rail fares. But you can get 10% off a Eurorail pass in Europe starting at 60. You got to have a passport with you to verify your age.
Huh.
I suppose a driver's license would be enough, don't you think?
Not if you're in Europe.
That's true.
But then again, it's still proof of your age, right?
Yep.
All right.
I assume.
Tips for success. Embrace improvisation. Improvisation. That's my first one today, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes duct tape, string, or household items can be used to solve problems in unexpected ways. So it doesn't say what, but I do know that I've done things like that. Paper clips.
Sure.
Duct tape for sure.
Haven't used any acorns lately.
No acorns, though. Mm-mm.
Okay, let's see. Vision discounts, exclusive savings on eyewear at Target Optical, Lens Crafters, and Vision Works give you discounts.
We don't have either one of those here. Whoa.
Target Optical?
Do we have an optical at Target?
We have Target. I don't like.
We have a Target.
We have a place where we used to bring in glasses for the Lions.
At Target?
Yeah, we'd go there and they'd give them to us.
Oh, I didn't know that Target had an optical. Glasses are so expensive.
They are.
They're just so expensive. And I wish insurance covered all of it. Oh, my gosh. All right. onward we go. I'm looking.
Did you ever go to FTD and wish you could buy from them and save money? 25% off site-wide and 30% off select items from FTD and Pro Flowers. My sister sends me a big bouquet every Christmas with the
food in it?
No, the candle and the...
Oh.
What's the material?
Flowers?
No.
The material? A candle? A
wreath.
Wreath. The wire wreath? The no. Ivy? The holly? Holly wreath?
Could be. Could be. You're getting close. Okay.
What does it begin with? It's a pine? Pine? That's really nice. Does she do it through FTD?
I think so.
So, I've switched. Because I'm fed up. Switch.
Okay.
Prized items you should never overlook when shopping at an estate sale. So, there are things that you should look for and not overlook, and one of them is wicker furniture.
Don't overlook wicker furniture?
Wicker furniture can be a great estate sale find. Yeah.
I always think of that as being fragile.
Nope. Nope. Says you can clean it, you can paint it. Wicker furniture in the 17th to the mid-20th century is highly valuable among collectors.
Huh.
You have to need to, you if you want something like that, you have to find ways to check it if it's handmade or if it's a lower quality wholesale item. So it says if you're into something like that, don't pass it up because it could be valuable.
How about that?
Mm.
That's good.
Hmm.
Cool down your laundry setting. About 90% of the energy your washing machine uses goes toward heating the water, but hot water is unnecessary when using most modern laundry detergents. Save even more water and electricity by running full loads rather than multiple small ones.
True.
Yeah.
True. And you know, I had to replace my washer and dryer a few years ago. You know, next time I have to do that, maybe I won't ever, I just want one that's got knobs on it that says wash, and then the dryer that says dry.
Yeah.
And I want knobs. I don't want the keypad. I do not need to let you know that I'm washing underwear. I do not have to push a button to say that I'm washing whites or colors or linen or blankets or towels. I just want it to wash the clothes. I'll pick the water. I'll pick if I want hot, warm, or cold. Okay?
Okay.
I'll pick it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't stand it. And then the dryer, you know, less dry, more dry. Wrinkle-free, cool down. Cotton, linen. It's like, what the heck? Just want the clothes to dry. I feel better now.
Okay.
Explore the handmade quilts at the estate sale. I never look for those.
No, I have one, but I didn't get it from a yard sale.
Says there's something about handmade quilts that evokes the same comfortable, warm feeling of eating cookies at grandma's house. While these blankets are perfect for cozying up on the couch, they're also works of art, and sometimes they're rich in history. So you have to look for older quilts that were maybe made in the 18th or 19th century. They could be historic. They could be made from natural vegetable dyes, rare fabrics. So if you want to have a quilt that's, you know, $1,000 to put on your farm chair, or you could just buy one from Amazon.
Buying the older quilts, I got to tell you, I mean, I've used this word a lot during this show, but they are very, very fragile.
Mm-hmm.
They do not take wear and tear very well. So Yes. I have from Amazon.
It does talk about usage. They're more for display.
Yep.
They're often made of wool. Yeah. Vintage quilts. Well, I won't be buying one of those soon. Thank you for listening today. Have a wonderful day. Bye. Bye. Bye.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.